It is my first time meeting the company. If you mind to
yeah.
quick overview.
Yeah. Sorry, just to let you know that we will be recording this meeting. We are required to record and upload group meetings.
Oh,
wow.
SEBI, yeah.
But that's only in India, right? Not outside.
Yeah, we are governed by the Indian regulations.
Okay.
No, it's not here in the state with it, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Very surprising.
But no one is doing it in India. I met a lot of group commissioners, no one is doing it.
Our company has to change this.
Yeah.
Strong compliance is also good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Entrance for growth. Okay, so are you starting the
Yes, recording? We started the recording. This is a group meeting of Endurance Technologies Limited at Investec Singapore Conference.
So I just give you a little overview. In fact, Endurance, the journey started in 1985 by supplying aluminum dust packing components to Bajaj Auto. It was the largest two-wheeler company in Japan. And as of today, it is the largest aluminum dust packing company in India with a capacity of 120,000 metric tons per month. We are into high-pressure die casting, low-pressure die casting, as well as gravity die casting, as you mentioned, the two-wheeler alloy wheels. We supply to 2, 3, as well as four-wheeler and commercial vehicle sectors, and also to some non-automotive sectors, like in telecom and in genset areas. So this was the first business we started with, was the aluminum die casting. Between 2005 and 1995 to 1996 and 2005 in this. In collaborations with two Italian companies, one for the front fork, one for the shock absorber, Pirelli Meccanica and Pirelli SPA. In 2001, we entered the transmission space, which was the 2N C-wheeler clutch assemblies. And in 2003 or 2004, we tied up with Bassano Cremeca, which was for the brake assemblies, which included the master cylinder, caliper, and the disc. And so these are the four segments. And then in 2022, we acquired a company which is making, I'll just have to take this finish.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
In the meantime, Massimo, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, if you want. Okay. So, European market. We closed the previous financial year with more or less 310 million euros. The focus on the core business of the company is aggression and the staff in the machine technology, more or less 95% of the total turnover. And we do also 15 million of euros. In the two-wheeler area, with the focus in the aftermarket, we acquired in the last 3 years of credit for the company, my brake system, clutch, and commercial with some of the brake companies. 15 million euros is the total turnover in the two-wheeler, and I told you the rest in the four-wheeler business. So, starting from the 1st of April of this financial year, we acquired another company in Germany called Stefan. We consolidate the company from the first of April. The total turnover is more or less 80 million euros. So the expectation for this financial year is to reach 10 million euros tonight. The profitability of the company in the previous year was 16.8% in terms of EBITDA and more or less 5.6% in terms of net result. And so very good considering the situation in the European market. Also considering that the profitability is affected by the bottom issues of energy cost in the last 3-4 years. The major focus is with four customers, four OEM. More or less our customer portfolio is 25% with Volkswagen Group, 25% more or less with Stellantis, 25% with Mercedes, thanks also the acquisition of Stefan. 5% with BMW, so 8% of our customer portfolio is done by the four major OEM in Europe. We are a strategic supplier for them because we, in 80% of our product portfolio, we are sole supplier, so it means that we are 100% of the business, and usually the customer don't have to share the business with different suppliers in order to have a labor to manage the cost reduction. But in our case, we are specializing in high level of automation, which means that we prefer to take high volume in order to be competitive, in also because we are located in Germany and Italy, where the labor cost is higher, so the point of strain of in our process has to be the automation in order to be efficient. In fact, if you analyze compared to our competitors, we are more flexible in terms of number of people, we have few people compared to them. And this will allow us to, in the past, also to manage the reduction of volume in an important way. During the COVID, we never had a bit of negative, but always positive during the reduction of, during the period where we had a reduction of 50-60% of the volume. The cash of the company, the cash situation of the company is very positive, and this is the point of time in front of our customers, because we got the great financial year with cash positive, and we are cash positive without 60% of the step of the company, so 37 million of euros. This is the point of time, I repeat, in front of the customer, because unfortunately, in this moment, the European market is suffering an important reduction of volume, as you know. We are doing more or less minus 22% of volume compatible to the pre-COVID situation. In terms of registration, in top 10 deals, there are a lot of Chinese OEM that are coming to the European market with export, and I hope also in future with new greenfield activity. This for sure could be an opportunity for us. But let me say, despite this reduction of volume that in the previous financial year had an impact of 1% compared to the previous year, and Euro Solutions grew 15.5%. And this is due to the acquisition we have done in the last 5 years. We invested more or less 170 million of euros without considering the acquisition in order to move and to change our product portfolio from the internal combustion engine technology to the electric process. In 2017, we started as the sole supplier of Porsche for the new project of Taycan, the first electric car of Porsche. And thanks to the acquisition we acquired 3 years ago, two years later, other two strategic projects. The first one was Audi e-tron, and the second, the premium platform electric of Porsche, which means 100% of the electrification process of Porsche with Macan, Cayenne, and all the other brands, all the other cars. On top of this, thanks to this experience that we met with the Volkswagen Group with Porsche, we acquired also the ATS project of Mercedes for the new certification of the new segment S of Mercedes, and also with Stellantis we are working hybrid and battery solution. So today our product portfolio is balanced between internal combustion engine, more gasoline for sure, because we produce engine components only, engine diesel component only for the commercial vehicle, because in this moment the market is going down in terms of the passenger vehicle, and the electric components. And so, thanks to this acquisition, and considering that even if the market is not performing very well in the electric market, the electric technology reached 15% of share plus 9% of plug-in, so it's 1/4 of the total market. On top to the previous turnover, we have been able to grow despite the market is going down. So, for the future, the expectation is to maintain this growth without considering the acquisition. So this is, and also to improve our profitability. And speaking about the financial position, as I told, we are cash free and we want to maintain this status, even if we are considering, as I told you, a possible acquisition to support our customer, because in this moment one of the major problems is the level of saturation into the market. There are a lot of players in bankruptcy procedure. And so our strategic customer is trying to involve Endurance in the acquisition of this company, or let me say, to support them to move the production capacity in our existing plant, and so we will see. On top of this, in the last 2 years, in order to enforce this point of strain and know-how that we have inside of our company in terms of automation, we bought a strategic company called Ingenie, completely dedicated to the automation process. This company is working for us as captive for 50% of their turnover, but the other 50% is more or less another sector, industrial sector, where Endurance is looking for a new possible diversification of the business. and considering our experience in industrial process or industrial gas and industrial machining, and this will be another opportunity to diversify our customer portfolio, and our product portfolio, and let me say our technology, considering that in this moment, you know, the automotive is an important pressure in the market. On top of this, last thing for very important, as I told you before, the Chinese OEM are coming to the European market. And the different approach after the policy of duty of the United States and also for sure the European market is that they are trying to implement production capacity in Europe in order to avoid the duty for the. And we have had several discussions in the last months with the first Chinese OEM, UAD, and also Dongfeng, because some of them, as you know, bought existing plant of Volkswagen Group, and also they are starting in the Indian field in Hungary and Turkey, and they are looking for expansion in Europe. Also, we are quoting, and this could be an opportunity because the stability of the market, the European market for the future is mandatory because we can't forecast an increase of volume in markets like Europe. But let me say, if someone arrives in Europe and start to produce 200, 300, 500,000 cars per year, could be for us an opportunity for our supply chain to optimize the level of saturation we have in this moment in the market. So this is more or less the situation in Europe with a specific question I can intend to say for sure.
You mentioned ICE 50 and EV 50%?
In this moment, the ICE technology is more or less 40%. It is, if I consider only the critical, let me say, from the electric point of view, share of our business is 8%. Only the part linked to the diesel technology. Because when we speak about gasoline today, 85% of the engine in the gasoline sector are hybrid with plug-in or mild-hybrid solution. And so there is no risk because till today, till 2035, we can produce this part. And so we are not speaking about risk. But I can tell you that considering 250 million of euro business acquired in the last 5 years, 85% are electric. So we are ready for it will depend on the demand, no? From the course of the market, but we are ready to produce both the technology.
And you mentioned that 80% is the sole supplier. How do we get to that? Usually, there is to be like two suppliers.
We are lucky. No, this is a historical point of trend of our company. Mr. James Bolt and Jonas Bolt founded the company in 2006 in Italy. At the stage, I was in Fiat Chrysler, and Fondament was an historical supplier of Fiat Chrysler with 100%, and also General Motors, because there was the joint venture with General Motors Powertrain, the historical supplier with 100% of share of the system. The same for Amman Rubis, bought by Endurance in 2006, with specific gearbox for the Sirius G of Mercedes. We always had the 100% of share. When you are near to the supplier and you are specialized, repeating, high level of volume, for them it's not convenient to share the volume for what reason? Because when the customer gets to your business, they pay the tooling. And if they have to share this platform to different suppliers, they have to pay immediately the tooling for both suppliers. Because the cost of the tooling is in the association into the price. And so, if start only one supplier, they pay one time the tooling compared to times, three times, or four times, they share the difference. Usually, they share with a different supplier when they have platform worldwide. So it means that for them it's more convenient to start with one supplier in Europe, one supplier in NAFTA market, one supplier in Mercosur, one supplier in Asia. And in this way, they can have the backup solution if someone has a stop of production and so on. This is the reason why they are very careful with the financial situation of the company, because they know that potentially there could be a risk, because they for sure will depend on them, but they depend on us. No?
And within Europe, what are the plans in terms of acquisition?
In terms of acquisition, as I told you, we are trying to diversify the portfolio, so we are looking for potential acquisition in other sector. But we are absolutely confident to increase also our product and customer portfolio in the existing business, because in this moment, the focus in this moment is, as you know, in the passenger vehicle thing. And there are other possibilities, as you can imagine, speaking about the mobility in the commercial vehicle and the tractors. And so we are looking for a sort of diversification, because still today, we, in an important way, we bought a lot of companies, but sometimes we have been following our customers. So the customer asked us, please, you are a strong company from the financial point of view, this is a good company, you can buy, they haven't visibility for the future, they have only one customer, and we are, and so this could be a risk for the future. And we bought a different company with the boss, for example. We bought now several companies, a fantastic company with a high level of profitability. But the point of, if you want, the potential risk for the future for Mercedes-Benz was that 90% of the business arrived
direct to them.
So for them, it's more convenient to have an industrial partner that can share also expertise and technology with the customer base, no? And as I told you, with Volkswagen, Mercedes, and BMW, we do 60% of our turnover. So for them, it's a guarantee.
So, what, should I give an overview? So, I was talking about what we entered with was aluminium die casting, you know, high pressure, low pressure gravity, which is two-wheeler alloys, and supplying to 2, 3, and 4-wheeler as well as non-automotive sectors like gensets and telecom, also applications. We have the 2 and 3-wheeler suspension. We started with 2 Italian collaboration, now we have KTM Austria as a collaboration partner. Brakes also, we started with an Italian company, and that's also the 2 and 3-wheeler brake assemblies. Now we have KTM as a partner for brakes. We graduated because of high-end brakes and suspensions, that is what it's done for, so you know the shop. We got the stainless steel braid hoses technology also, apart from master cylinder calipers and discs. And we have the transmission, which is clutch assemblies. We are launching, now we acquired our old partner Adler in 2020. We are launching a new assist and slip clutches for higher 60 bikes, which are also maybe used for mainly, I would say, 200cc plus bikes. What's called the assist and slip clutch, with FCC Japan is already doing it. And we are entering it from next quarter onwards. So that is one. And in 2022, we got into the EV space, EV product. And let's just have to tell you, 95% of our products are EV agnostic. They're used for EVs, except for clutches. But there also, 80% of our 5% share of business is for motorcycles. We are not seeing much of attraction. Because in India, if I see the status of last year, 1.1 million EVs were sold in two-wheelers on a sale of 23.8 million vehicles, 4.6% only. So still a long way to go, but we have to be a part of the EV journey. So we got this battery management system company, which is the heart of a battery pack. And now we are launching motor controller units in this year. We are increasing the BMS volumes. Also, there's a BMS we've got for Internet of Things platform. And as we speak, we are working on other products as we go forward. And also, we just announced in May getting the battery packs. The battery packs, the major critical components are the lithium ion cells, which we import from China. Then you have the aluminium pressure die casting enclosure. So casting, there is the BMS which we make, and there's a cell contacting system, apart from other smaller parts. The price could be anywhere between 26,000 to 35,000 rupees for a two-wheeler. But other applications in future, we are focusing on three-wheeler market, four-wheeler, and also a non-automotive market, which is a new energy space, which is the battery energy storage systems, inverters, the telecom sector. So there are a lot of applications. So we are very excited because this is our own proprietary technology with both mechanical and thermal architecture. And in fact, our battery pack has been found to be
I would say strong based on the thermal part of it, the safety and the long life part of it. We won our first order from a leading two-wheeler EV OEM in India. It's a 300 crores order starting in January 26. So this is a big encouragement because we only have, it's been less than 12 months that we entered this space. We got in a key person who's very experienced in battery pack. This is our own technology and was found to be better than the competition. That's why we got the first order.
So this order is for battery pack?
Battery pack.
Okay.
So this is a forward integration of the BMS.
Right.
Only thing is the battery pack is not only for 2, 3, and 4-wheeler. It is also meant for non-automotive, like your sectors of battery energy storage systems, which is a huge requirement in the play, telecom, as well as your inverter. These are some. So this is really a new project, also non-automotive, and we are really focusing and working hard to really increase the volumes. But this new plant is coming up in Talegaon in Pune.
Okay.
This 300 crores is the value of your component only, or the entire project is 300 crores?
No, it is. It's 300 crores is the value per annum of sales.
The
CapEx is not very big. It won't exceed 55 to 65 crores. Because here the value of the product is very high. That is 26. So we are doing assembly.
Mm-hmm.
But the technology is in the assembly of the battery pack. That's why you can earn good money.
But this one is to non-auto sector supply.
Right now it's for two-wheeler EV.
This one.
Okay.
Is it those new age two-wheelers or
It's not new age. It is an electric scooter.
Yeah,
which I said is 1.1 million last year sales, 23.3. It's a scooter.
It's
to one of the incumbents, but you can't say
it. Yeah.
It's from Bajaj, TVS.
It is not a new person.
No,
it's a...
Now you're not disclosing?
No.
Right now.
Yeah, you have to
hold it. How much
I can disclose, but their thing is not to disclose. Only I give the names, but I cannot do that.
Recalling.
And they were sourcing from?
They were actually making it also in-house.
Okay.
I don't think there was any source.
Okay.
From what I know. And they wanted somebody strong to outsource. Because see, there are two ways the customers can do it. One is they use their own software and hardware technology.
Right.
And they will do contract manufacturing like what Bajaj Auto is doing to them. Or there are customers who want to define your technology to be good and they give it to you. So, we are open to both in the region. So these are the five areas which we are in. We are the largest aluminum die casting and assembly company in India, largest 2-wheeler auto component company in India. We are an end-to-end solution provider from design, development, testing, validation. Very highly focused on technology. We have 350 plus engineers in Maxwell for the BMS and the battery pack. Another 8 people there. And we have 91 patents to our name, 60% are in use, which helps us keep the competition away. Normally a patent lasts for 20 years in general, which is there. Also we are applying for 5 patents now for the battery pack. We're in the process of doing that. And as you know, we have a R&D center for each of the product segments because focus is on performance, on the durability life and on the cost. A lot of value engineering which happens in terms of alternative materials, lightweighting, less number of parts in our products, because you have to give new technologies at affordable prices, which they can use. So 1.5 years ago with Bajaj, we worked on the inverted front fork. We wanted a cheaper front fork, we could lower the price by 30%. We worked together with the R&D and we got a price which was 3 times. Win-win solution. So we made more money on that same business, it was for the pulses. So this ultimately if you see the past, it's been the product and process technologies with our cost focus.
which has helped us to be where we are today. And this will continue. We will continue to focus on the same, continue to upgrade our products. Like now, for example, we are starting dual channel ABS. Then dual channel, we are told, will have requirement of traction controls, stability controls. We have a collaboration in Beijing with industries. We signed the software license agreement. So this, as the need comes, we will be ready for the same. So we'll add value to our ABS. Similarly, in clutches, we were doing fork-based and we went to paper-based clutch assembly. Now there's assist and slip clutches with the acquisition of Adler. We have the technology. We're launching it next quarter. You know, so if you see, all our products are going upwards. Castings, we're going for more and more machine castings. We're going to structural castings, which are high value, high profitable. Structural fairings, subframes, swing arms. So very high focus on technology, very high focus on financials. We watch the ratios, whether it is debt to equity, it is asset turnover, employee cost to value add. I do a review every, and so does I think Massimo, I do a review every month of the plants, the whole day review. We track plants, how to improve profitability. So profit making is a very, very important thing. And that's why, since the IPO, have always said higher industry growth and profit growth. In FY25, our total income grew 13%, EBITDA grew 18%, and profit after tax grew 22.9%. So this is our philosophy, and that's the way we work. So whatever we do, we have to see that we generate the profit grow higher than the sales. So that is our business philosophy, I would say. And but if I see some of the updates which I want to give, one is, I've already told you we have taken 100% of Maxwell last month, which is good. Now we'll take it forward with all some of the new initiatives I've told you. Battery pack, I've told you, new plant at Talegaon. We are putting up two other plants in Aurangabad. One is a two-wheeler alloy wheel plant adding 3.6 million wheels per annum to the existing 5.5 million wheels per annum in Chakan, in Pune. This is starting end of next month.
This is for two-wheelers, right?
That's for two-wheelers.
This is import substitution, largely, because two-wheelers was late in the
alloy. There are two factors, I think. It's a combination of more use of alloy wheels, like Honda for their scooters. This is an example. They're switching to alloy wheels. Could be partly import substitution. And partly it's a growth also, you know, partly.
Yeah.
So it's a fact, I believe it's, you know, it's all three factors put together. Also, we are putting up, we have announced our four-wheeler business focus, you know, especially in the May call, actually in the last two calls, quarterly calls. So here basically we were doing so far aluminum die casting business for Tata Motors, Mahindra, Hyundai and Kia. Also exporting to Ford. About 550 crores. This business of course will grow. But we want to de-risk two-wheeler, which is 80% of our business, and we want to not lose any growth. That will keep growing, which is what I just said. Because the biggest growth driver in a two-wheeler, I forgot to tell you, is we don't supply all our products to all the OEMs. Some are two, some are three. Totally there are five categories. Some are two, some are three, some are four. All five, there is nobody. Because in the battery pack and BMS, Bajaj is not there. So the biggest growth driver for us in the next 3 to 4 years is this. So if you see last year, we got 185 crores of order from Suzuki for 100% of their front fork and shock absorbers for scooters. It started late last year. This year will be the peak. We won three brake orders. One was from Yamaha for the scooter brakes, 40 crores. Again started second half. From Hero MotoCorp, 80 crores. And from Honda, 50 crores. This all came in late last year, peak in this year. HMCL gave us a clutch order, which we just started in May, of 1.2 million, approximate 25% share of business. We started in May with 10,000 or 20,000, so this business is growing. So the question is, we are going step by step for each customer, whether it's Suzuki, Yamaha, Honda, Hero, Royal Enfield. Royal Enfield, the BMS is starting end of 25. Okay. So on three wheelers, we have an order for drive shaft, brakes, So what is happening is the step-by-step approach will take us 3 to 4 years. So what are the big growth drivers is also this. It's not just the industry growth, it is this growth. Just keep this in mind. On the four-wheeler front, one is this, we've announced a new casting plant in Aurik Shendra, which is going to do four-wheeler castings and non-automotive castings for different sectors, industrial sectors. We already got a 300 crores order from a leading US OEM, a leading UK OEM, and Valeo. All is for EV castings. We have added special processes which are not in India, like the dye electric powder coating, the SMT welding. These are special processes which we have built a capability on our own with some help from the customer, but on our own. This puts us in a very strong position in India to be able to get a lot of new EV orders, whether it's exports or in India in the future. But as we speak, we are negotiating more and more orders. But 300 crore orders we have won. These are high margin orders. I didn't say that much. Also, we are getting into four-wheeler suspensions. We have signed a collaboration agreement with a Korean company in January. We are in touch with most of the OEMs in India. We hope to conclude one order by next month. On the brake assemblies, we have a collaboration raging with industries. We are talking to them on the electronic stability program, the ESP, which are four-wheeler ABS. Then on foundation brakes like calipers, vacuum brake boosters, and electronic parking systems. These are all requirements. But our customers also in touch with them, the BWI on Concords. We are in a hurry to start this with us. So this is something we want to start. But we have won the first drum brake assembly order from Tata Motors, which we start end of this year. Also, we're getting the drive shaft. That's our own technology. So this is where the competition is mainly next year in GKN. They're multinationals, both of them. But this is a business which we are growing. By next year, we should be around 150 crores. There's a budget which you want to achieve. And so here also we have Tata Motors, we have got a drive shaft order for their four-wheelers, just to let you know. So of course, four-wheeler focus we have announced 10-11 months ago, but because of our strength on, we know the customers very well, we have dealt with them for years, our technology, the trust they have in endurance, we are able to get these orders quite fast, you know. So, four-wheeler will be a major focus. We have also got orders in the non-automotive suspension space, which is for solar panels. It's called some solar damper tracking system. Huge potential is a tender base. This is a Spanish client we have got it from. Today, the order, I think, is 70 crores, what I'm told. There is a huge potential for this order as we go forward. Because solar panels are used globally and it's going to really increase. We have the technology, whether on product and process. Solar panels have been cleared by the Spanish company, and we are going to start from end of next month at Appanagar plant. So today, with all this four-wheeler and non-automotive, we are seeing a pipeline of 2,500 crore which are negotiating, which will reach by FY30, in addition to the existing casting business of Hyundai, Kia. So, of course, our target is to reach at least 3,000 crores by FY30. We are also negotiating on a new product for a four-wheeler via in organic growth opportunity, and we hope to conclude by, let's hope by next month, you know. So, four-wheeler remains a big focus for us, just to let you know. Also, as technology has led the way in the past by in-house, we are going to increase our people, but we are also planning for new innovative products. Technology upgradation on our product to work with strong engineering centers. Because you can't employ everybody. You have 350, you will take it to 400, 450. But it's good to have experienced people from engineering centers and we work together to come out with new products. You know, so this is something you will see more and more in future coming from Endurance. Also want to tell you, we enjoy a Meta Project Scheme incentive in Aurangabad. It's a backward area, it's a D-zone. We had won 446 crores of this thing eligibility certificate under 2013 scheme, which 438 crores has been, I think, around that much has been booked. And we got 329 crores of cash also checked from the state government. We'll get the balance in the next 2 years. Under 2019 scheme, we've already got 606 crores. of eligibility, which we start booking from the last quarter of FY25. And the scheme has been extended by 1 year for us, and we hope to add another 100 crores to this. So you will see a booking of about 110 crores from this year onwards in our P&L. So this is a bonus. I think being in Aurangabad, this is fortunate for us to be. This is both our P&L as profit as well as our cash flow. Also, we have won about 4,700 crores of orders since FY21. 1,400 crores was realized last year. This year it should be around 1150, and the balance in the next 2 years. It should reach peak by FY28. And as we speak, we are winning more orders, of course. Last year we won 1200 crores of orders, out of which 34% was for four-wheelers and 37% was for EVs. This includes the Auric Trailer Plant order also of 300 crores which we got. So we are very highly focused on four-wheelers and EVs now. And we are seeing how to grow this business, you know. So this is some of the updates. Which is GM, so Maxwell 100%, getting the battery pack, new alloy wheel plant in Auric Bidkin, 3.6 million wheels to the 5.5, new four-wheel export plant and non-automotive plant, Ford four-wheeler business focus, suspension, braking, drive shaft, aluminum casting, and of course focus on technology as we go forward with working with, you know, tying up with engineering centers.
So let's say 3 years out, what will be the revenue breakup from two-wheelers, four-wheelers, and EVs?
See, very difficult to say. See, I'm giving you absolute figures. Because, see, I don't know the growth of two-wheelers, what will be. Very difficult to give figures. It depends on the opportunity. Four-wheeler could be higher, two-wheeler could be... So I don't know what the breakup will be. But I'm just telling you what we are tracking is 2,500 crores to the existing. There will be an inorganic opportunity for also a new product segment. For four-wheeler, getting to battery packs, huge sector, not only automotive but non-automotive. So there's a lot happening, and we really want to focus, you know, on these things. But definitely, we believe in profitable growth. That, you know, endurance by now. You will see our financials on the press release. So we are going into these opportunities. Also, like Mr. Venuti said, we will be diversifying into maybe other sectors. With where we can use the existing strength of our process technologies there. But sectors which are scalable, are profitable. So this is also an inorganic growth which we're going to do in Europe. So this is the gist of, to let you know what Endurance is up to, the latest update.
So if you compare it with your last 5 years growth journey, the next 5 years will be almost 1.5 to 2 times faster.
See, this is far more of value because, see, when you talk about last 5 years, the sales were less. We have grown at about 10%, I think, CAGR in income and 15% CAGR on the pack. But the question is, future could be similar, could be less, could be more, depends upon how these opportunities now play out. You know, so very difficult to say where we will be, you know. Definitely it will be much higher and with higher profits, but I don't know how much it will be.
But what you must notice is that even we anticipate that at some point of time when we reach a significant content per vehicle with all the two-wheelers, we need other venues.
Right.
That's why you see there is a multi-pronged effort to see how do we build pipelines. So that there is a whole lot of things like battery packs, or four-wheeler focus or non-automotive focus. Different industry other than what we do today, like the BMS and other things. So we are putting, I mean, we are focusing all that, building the people, capabilities, infrastructure. So all this should ensure that even if we reach the threshold from the two-wheelers, we have pipeline for other growth in appendix. That's what we are.
The question is now also on margin, because the two-wheeler is your historic business, you have massive benefit of operating leverage, depreciated plan, so margins will be much higher. All these investments that you have done over the last 2-3 years are there in the numbers. The one way to look at it, that now revenue will come, and you already spent quite a bit on that. You know, if you have four-wheeler, there is no revenue, but there is team working on it, which is absorbing, and the core business is absorbing the cost. So there will be a margin benefit as revenue comes by, or initial
you know, when you are ramping up new businesses in four-wheeler or EV, there will be initial challenges which will not help you.
No. So I'll explain to you what is being planned. We have always made a plan. Our focus has been to make our plants multi-product, multi-OEM, which has helped to spread fixed costs. Panagar is today, all our products are made except for the electronics, of course. Sanand, we make both suspension and castings. So, idea is to spread the fixed costs, you know, and we have a big focus there. So, now when the four-wheeler plants start for suspension and braking, for drive shaft, it will be in the existing plants. So, we can absorb the fixed costs. It will not be in a new plant. We have to reach a certain scale. Then you can start a new plant. Now, alloy wheel is 3.6 million wheels. Four-wheeler plant is for global customers is 300 crores. So, this kind of sales and profitability, I say it's high margin, can take care of the fixed cost. But the suspension and brakes, which will start in a smaller way. Now, even the solar panel, this thing, assembly, suspension, it will start in a Pannagar plant, the separate line we put up. So, we are very mindful of the profit. We would like to make profit immediately. So that is one of our real focus areas and strengths is that. We will not put up a new plant for one for brakes, one for four-wheeler suspension. No. We cannot afford to do that.
In terms of, you mentioned that EV two-wheelers is only 5% of the stock, but incremental, maybe 7, 8, 9%, and that's how the growth is. You will be cautious to spend too much money for the EV, or especially on the four-wheeler side if you are planning some product, because...
We spend what is required. We are mindful that whatever volumes are told, sometimes may happen or will not happen, we are mindful. But some investments we have to do. On proprietary businesses, suspension brake investments are not that high. Basically, the high capex comes in casting and machine, which now changes in on a chamber. There the investment is there around 210 crores. But then we know the 300 crore business and its margins, special processes we are putting up. We have started a new journey with global OEMs, EV castings, special process. I mean, this is a different world, and if things plan out the way it does, it's one of the really, really good opportunities. Why not?
So you say that there will be steady margin expansion going forward?
Yes. I mean, that's the focus. With the product mix, which we see in four-wheeler castings, in the four-wheeler castings, the battery pack, also the dry shafts, the high-end brakes, we feel it'll be a good. So let's see how this plays out. Definitely the focus is to improve the margins.
And the challenge? The challenge is any that you face is the...
Challenge would be that, I think on the cost side and purchase, we have our own endurance vendor association. Most of our suppliers supply for Florida competition. I think it would be, the challenge would be how fast, how much business we can take. And what is
correct.
That's the challenge.
Execution not really.
Huh?
Execution wise not really.
Execution we don't see.
And the general demand scenario within India has been very slow. This year guidance also is very slow. For a mid single book, I mean maybe the festive surprises positively and people derive something. But on your, these are all new things which you are mentioning, but your core business, how do you see that panning out? And
see, one road driver for 2 and 3 wheelers is supplying to all the segments, which is happening. I give you 6-7 examples. It's going to peak in this one. That itself is a road driver. I believe looking at the monsoon, which is a projection, doing very well this year. Financing is not an issue. Rural area plays a very important part in the 2-wheeler. Consumption, the sales. I feel in 2-wheeler things will be good. 3-wheelers also should be positive. This is my belief. So, I'm quite bullish on the 2 and 3 wheeler sales in this year.
Not,
and I don't see anything from customers, you know, in any way around. In fact, if you ask me, scooter business, which was very less earlier, and because of the scooters coming in EVs, this is an additional business for us.
Right.
You know, we are not in the scooter, so it's become 12% of our business in India. It was not that high. So this is additional. The motorcycle has not gone down. This has gone up only.
Yes.
Maybe it could have gone higher up if there was no scooter EV. That's a different point.
Mm.
But they are, that's also increasing. It's not gone down because of scooter EV. So for us, scooter EV is a, this thing additional, is the way I see it. So I don't, I'm not seeing any great headwinds that the 2-wheel and 3-wheel will go down. You know, last year they did 23.8 million. So let's see what happens there.
Do you think there is a possibility to surprise for on the higher side? So market is in that mid to high single digit kind of growth. Whereas for passenger is 0.5.
Yeah. So I think 2-wheeler, because see, every year when you, the sale increases, the volumes increase, then the percentage makes also a big difference. So I think basically the single only, and that's much prediction this year. That's for the industry. That's for the industry. I'm not talking about Europe.
But if you are working with OEMs which are seeing better growth than the others.
Yeah, yeah. But then the OEMs, trust me, always positive. You know, so. So them is very important. You know, they are always positive. But they wanted to have the capacities, mainly for the peak, actually. And we are trying to see that we build up inventory.
So 23 million 2-wheelers is including scooters and everything.
All two.
And EVs also, right?
Yes, every. Last year.
23 million EVs only, 2-wheelers.
For a positive.
Yeah. So China sells 25 million electric scooters only.
They probably do not sell
that.
No. I think the biggest 2-wheeler market is India, where I read somewhere last.
No, I'm talking about the
EVs.
20 million
EVs only.
But you are right, they are not
short. According to me, even these 2-wheelers cannot be more than the 23.8. I have my doubts.
Yes. I think India has the largest.
India is the largest 2-wheeler market.
Yeah, from China sold
6.9
million.
Yeah. On the
PV
side, I think.
Yeah. Basically, e-bikes. E-bikes.
I'm not a bicycle. I'm not looking at bicycles.
Let's talk about the motorized
6.9 million.
Huh? 6.9 million. It's nowhere near India. India is just clearly the
number. No. We are talking of EV, not the total size. EV India is 1.1, growing at 24%. Whereas EV in China is 7-10 million, whatever is the number.
China is the EV capital of the world.
41 million e-bikes. By
2021. This is e-bicycles.
What's the e-bikes?
The bikes, these guys call the bike, the bicycles are bikes. Huh?
That's
a proper 2-wheelers, like to buy comparison, will be in that 7 to 10 million. In that world. It's 10 times higher, but of course they don't sell other fuel. They sell more cars now. They don't need, actually they should not be buying bike. 2-wheelers anymore. They can afford cars.
Exactly. See, it is graduating. It's the largest car market. You were saying, what was the figure? Some crazy 26 million.
It's
graduated from 2-wheeler to a car market. Fine. And you see the roads, the infrastructure. Who wants to go in a 2-wheeler? Of course.
Apart from public infrastructure, it also needs housing infrastructure. To graduate from a 2-wheeler market to a 4-wheeler market, you need housing infrastructure. So in cities in India, what we've seen is that a bulk of the population who buys 2-wheelers, they don't have parking space in their houses. So then they'll have to invest in a house apart from investing in a car.
And they have to invest in infrastructure.
That is.
Everything else will follow.
So now, see, India is happening, but of course, much, much more is it.
The CapEx plan for next 2 years?
So, we did 611 last year, which included all the investments which are halfway through for the Bitkin plant, for the Royal plant, for the Shendra 4-wheeler casting plant, and also the battery pack part of it. So we will complete these investments in FY26. So we are expecting a similar number of last year, maybe slightly more. Going forward, we will work extensively on growth capex. So we expect the number to be slightly lower than these 2 years. But if opportunities come up in inorganic or any new businesses comes up, we'll be open to invest. But largely we'll be using our cash reserves and the internal accruals. We are not envisaging a need to borrow with the kind of capex we have in the pipeline right now.
If you don't borrow, then what do you use RBI
government?
Right. Then it will go into consumption loan, not productive loans. Tell you.
No, I agree that internally from our side, our approach is to see that we are growing responsibly. So all the growth which we spoke about, we'll be managing it with our internal.
And you want to say M&A in India or outside?
So outside India is managed with Massimo. We've already done separately. He is constantly on the lookout for targets, and as many targets happen. But we will not have to support from India for the M&A which Massimo has done. He does it with internal accruals.
Sure.
So much so that even the separately accruals, he manages with internal accruals without borrowing. It's still cash positive. So is the case with India also. We'll be looking at M&A within India. Again, if something off and if something is really good, that if it falls within the boundaries which we set ourselves for how we evaluate M&A, we'll be open for this.
Yes, see, yeah, because see, anything has to be a technology product.
Yeah.
And what's the competition, should be scalable.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be affordable. It's something which we can pay for and what we can manage. These are very important. There are very large offers which come then, but if you block it in one project, all your money, even with the higher SOB and all, it's not advisable. So we have to look at the growth, the balanced growth, you know.
See, even Maxwell, if you see, even though for the past 2 years he did not make money, he is just starting to make money. But what is clear is the capability there. Not that the capabilities of the company are portable. It's the ability to write firmware, which can be applicable across many industries, not only the battery management system. Now they are into motor control units. They're doing the wide spectrum of battery management system for different voltages and mobility, stationary and mobile applications also. And there are the battery chargers or other products which are possible there. So the capabilities which can get well integrated with endurance also, they're also a mechatronic kind of company. So that's how we look at how do we have portable and scalable technology.
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Please visit.